for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Hawthorn have skipped away from Brisbane. 4-1-25 to one behind. That is a cracking Indigenous jumper too that the Hawks are actually, they're all very, very good.
Yeah, I was going to mention that before. The Geelong one's brilliant, but they're all great in their own right. Whoever does each clubs is fantastic, I reckon.
Yeah, we're not too far away from heading down to Chris Scott. His media conference will take that for you in full as we remain here at GMHBA Stadium. Carlton and Essendon tomorrow, our match for broadcast from the MCG. The Bombers needing a win to stay in touch with the top eight, and Carlton just plain needing a win. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Happy to take your calls, 52232955. Lock any more on the Twitter sphere at Carrick Football, the KFC Twitter.
Yeah, doing what we have to bank the wins came from Michael Britton just 7 seconds ago. Good on you, Michael. Thanks for tweeting in on the KFC Twitter handle. We had a few more before, King. A lot of the same sort of sentiments coming through, just happy to get the win, not pretty. And we've got one here from Twig. Enjoyed the last month of footy, have not played all that well, but have won them all. And we weren't doing that in the last
few years. Come on, read Twiggy's verbatim. Don't just floss around.
If you're happy for me too, Kingy, all good. So Twiggy has tweeted us, enjoyed the last month of footy. We've played like arse, but we won them all. We weren't doing that in the last few years. We probably leave that hashtag, I think, Kingy. The same sort of feelings coming through. So it'll be interesting to see what Chris Scott's thoughts on the win are when we hear from him in the press conference as well.
Very good. Thank you for that, Lockie. Local winners today: Anglesey, Ammos, Drysdale, Queenscliff and Torquay in the Ballarine. GFL, St Mary's, Colac, Newtown and Chewell, St Joseph's, South Barwon, St Albans in the GFL, and in the GDFL, Geelong West, Werribee Central's, Thompson, East Geelong, Inverleigh and Bannockburn. 1:30, we'll be bringing you the wash-up. Thanks to Goddings, as we did Kent Kingsley and Tim McGrath tonight. Gentlemen, what do you see in the Cats from tonight and over the last couple of weeks that just needs a couple of slight tweaks? The clearances tonight, just what was that clearance number in the end, Lockie, before?
Yeah, 43-32 in favour of the Cats.
Okay, so that's an area that they have changed. Probably factor in that a couple of Swans clearance players, Keys, Zach Jones, Josh Kennedy weren't there.
14-8 for centre clearances as well.
Okay, so they're solid numbers from the Cats. But there are a couple other areas that probably just need to be tidied up. Execution inside forward 50 probably hurt a little bit tonight.
A little bit. I wouldn't have thought, you know, there's going to be some of these games are a bit scrappy, Kingy, so you don't get even flow and you don't get a heap of space and things like that, but, you know, they're winning, and when they're not playing well and they're still winning, I think the positive out of that going forward is huge.
Sean has joined us on the line. Sean's a Swan supporter. We'll get back to you in a moment, Kent.
G'day,
hello,
boys.
Sean. Thanks for the
G'day,
call, Sean.
How are we?
Good, thank you.
First of all, congrats to Geelong. Bit too good for us tonight. Bit more polished than what we were, especially in that third quarter. It just looked apart, really. Look, I was really happy with our performance tonight. We are a pretty young bunch, especially up forward. I mean, you've got Buddy down there who, look, realistically, I think his best is behind him, to be brutally honest. And he's really probably just, I think he's more of an on-field sort of coach, unfortunately, these days. Just my take on the Hawkins elbow. I'm at the City End, so I didn't really get a great view of it. I'm only going off the replay, but you can't be hanging your elbow out like that and expect not to get a bit of time. I mean, regardless of whether it was high or low impact, you've got to question the sheer intelligence, comma, lack of. That's just my take.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with you, Sean. I'm not sure what Tommy Hawkins was doing there. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot in it, but if you hang your... seemed to be more of a forearm than a hand. So, yeah, look, I'm no doubt the MRO will look at it, whether there was insufficient force, but you'd hate to see a player... I mean, Geelong fans obviously would hate to see a player miss a final for something like that. It seems each week we're talking about somebody for the Cats being suspended for something that's probably just classified as pretty silly. So no doubt they'll deal with that. I agree with you. The Swans had 10 players tonight, played less than 50 games. They've got young Blakey, who's going to be a star of the future. You know, Mills and Heaney are still building into their careers. Florent's a good player. Papley's a good player. Hayward's a good player. You know, and they've got some others at the other end. I mean, Hewitt's, you know, jumped up and he's underrated. Tom McCartan's going to be a good player. Dawson's a good player. They just need to get some more games into them. And, you know, they're going to have, at the end of this year, we saw Grundy retire. They're going to have McVeigh retire. Kieran Jack will obviously retire. And there's some talk that, you know, Josh Kennedy may not go on again next year. So they're going to be a slight changing of the guard. Can I ask you, Sean, what did you think about the club recruiting Dan Menzel?
I must admit, it was an interesting choice. Now, Sydney's pretty good with their due diligence, so presumably he would have had, I'd say, at least three or four knee specialists look at him. I thought it would, as I said, I was a bit surprised, but at his best, he's really good, but I just question whether it's a long-term investment or not, because he's not, I don't remember how old he is, but he has to be close to the end, the beginning, especially with what he's gone through.
Yeah, he's 27. So, I mean, the surgery he had off-season has worked. I believe he's moving better than he ever has. There's no pain. He's able to train, you know, consecutive days, which he was never able to do at Geelong. So, look, he's probably got half a year to prove himself to Sydney alongside Franklin, who also missed a majority of the pre-season. He and Dan had exactly the same surgery. So, you know, it's amazing that you miss that pre-season. Even if the Stars miss it, it brings them back to earth pretty quickly. So Dad's probably got half a year to earn himself another contract with the Sydney Swans. I think he has a trigger clause in his current contract. Hopefully he can get there and maybe spend... He and Franklin together after full pre-seasons.
Yep.
Could be a completely different beast. But this year, even Franklin looks to be off the mark. He's just not moving as well as he was. But yeah, good call, Sean. We might... Sean, be in the running for the burger box, Kingy.
Yes, plus, thanks to KFC.
In Franklin's defence tonight, they didn't kick the ball very well to him. Yeah. And when he was out, in good time and space at different periods of the game, they chose to step back inside and kick it to a pack. So he was a little bit frustrated, but they didn't overly help him tonight, I didn't think.
They're really inefficient. In front of goal and also going inside 50.
Great call, Sean. Really appreciate it. You made some very valid points there as well. So the Cats on 40 points on top after playing 11, 10 and 1. The Giants and Collingwood, second and third respectively, 8 and 3. The Eagles are fourth, but with obviously a game in hand, they play the Dogs tomorrow at Optus Stadium and they can join Collingwood and the Giants on 32. But their percentage is only 101 as compared to the Giants, 139 and Collingwood's 124. Richmond, whose percentage took a hit last night, their losses are, it's quite interesting. I put a graphic up on the TV last night. Richmond's losses this year have been between 36 or 37 points last night or thereabouts and mid-40s. So when they get beaten, they actually get well beaten. They haven't been... beating tight ones.
Six or seven goals, it's enough.
Yeah, so their percentage is only 101. They're 7-4. So the Cats are 3 and percentage clear of fifth, which is that's a mortgage on top four. So the Cats probably now to finish probably 15 wins guarantees top four. They only need to win 5 of their last 11.
What price are they finished top four? $1.05 wink style?
Yeah, it would have to be.
I don't think they wouldn't even be framing a market on that. No. The Cats will be $1.04 to be top two.
So, and then Helen's next on the line. Helen, thank you for your call.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on Richmond and how they were saying they couldn't come and play in Geelong because they'd be locked out. Well, they don't lock out Marvel Stadium. Where were they last night, the 100,000 supporters they have?
Not the only person to make that point, Helen, in the last 24 hours. Only 29,000 at Marvel Stadium last night.
We commented, Helen, we were at the game, and we commented that it was probably the first game I've been at. North Melbourne outnumbered the Richmond supporters. I know it was a North Melbourne home game, but Richmond had won a few on the dangle, so they were up and about. But they were outnumbered by North supporters, and it's not often that North, in fact, Ricky, you'd name on one hand the number of times that North Melbourne have supporters have outnumbered the big four, one of the big four, particularly when one of the big four is going okay.
Yeah.
Look, it was pretty disappointing from Richmond.
Come back to Bucky's point from Twitter. It is, you know, to have one of those big sides, if you get the double chance, Cats should get a home final here, surely.
My argument will be if the Suns were to finish top four, in a position where they could host a final against a big club, they're not making them go to the Gabba. An hour up the road, are they?
Yeah, true.
So why did Geelong get made to go an hour up the road?
The AFL owned the Suns, so...
Well, if it's purely dollars...
I know, but they're not making them. But they're not going to make them go.
If it's purely an argument around money and crowd, which it is, that shouldn't prevent someone getting a home final.
That's right.
It's not fair then.
It'll come down to opponent for the Cats.
It shouldn't, though.
But it
shouldn't.
Yeah, but I think that's what it will.
If they finish on top,
they should be playing a home quality.
They should be playing
qualifying final here
and prelim, if they went. Yeah, first one.
I think what it also
there's got to be one at the G though.
Doesn't it have to be? Because if you get two interstate, you've got to play them interstate. That rule's changed.
Yeah, but if there's a Victorian team has to be at the G.
Their best hope is that is Collingwood being the home team at the G. And that's there's a lot of water to go under the bridge.
Just thinking about that Richmond Kangaroos game last night, maybe there's a fair few Tigers supporters that couldn't get day release yesterday, Ben.
Yeah, there could have been. We got off the KFC Twitter too. We had Andrew Sheen suggesting he's a North Melbourne supporter. After some of the commentary about North this week, is it time for Richmond to look at trading some of their stars while they still have currency?
Jeez.
So, North Melbourne. Geez, good last night, weren't they? The old ruse. What is we far away from Chris Scott King? Is he about to deliver some gold from the pulpit?
Looks like we're not going to be able to tap into the Chris Scott media conference, unfortunately, tonight.
Okay.
So we will.
There?
No, I'm not sure. There might be a.
Is it Jeff Allen Memorial Executive Deputy?
Dr. Jeff Allen. You can't say memorial because we were close to losing him.
No, but memorial isn't. He used to have them. So we just like to.
Now, this is funny. Dr. Jeff, we played footy last week, the Whammos, against his daughter's team, Bowen Heads. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect him to be back for the game because obviously they played in the golf. He's got the early flight back.
Yep.
And I said, geez, you've made good time from the airport. He said, yeah, I had to get the gull bus. I left my keys for my car with the other doctor on the Gold Coast.
Oh, no.
Numbskull. Doesn't matter how educated you are, you can still do numbskull things, can't you?
Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Serve Soul. Happy to take more of your calls after the break. Goal and mark of the day. So our Hamlin hanger and our goal of the day. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. We'll wrap that up. Our steamatic standout. And then we'll look ahead to tomorrow. And, of course, then round 12 as well for the Cats.
The marks. Well, Sydney took 113-73, but it didn't really matter in the end. Just sort of chipping the ball around. Marks inside 50 again. Sydney in favour there, 10-5. Tackles 56-49 in favour of the Swans. And the tackles inside 50 Geelong, which is something that they've been doing all year, won that category 10-6. Just a couple of the leading stats players on the ground for the Cats. Paddy Dangerfield, 29 disposals, 8 clearances, 5 inside 50s, 3 tackles and kicked the 2 goals. And for the Swans, Jake Lloyd, 34 possessions, went at about 90% efficiency as well. Did Lloyd, 2 inside 50s and a tackle to go with those numbers as well.
Fantastic. Look, did you get a venue crowd number by any chance?
I've got one. Just over 29,000.
Oh, thank you. You got one.
I did, yeah. Just a bit of research.
Oh, good work.
Well done, Renee. No,
good somebody's on the ball.
Yep, no.
Thank you, Renee. Good work down there.
Best boundary rider we've had for a long time.
Lockie's taken.
I don't think so. No, I was going to jump in last week when someone said that, but yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, I said that last week.
I sat next to Lauren Wood once, and she's very, very good, so yeah.
Good work, Renee. Adductor issue is against Bree Stanley.
Yeah.
So that's not the first time he's had that concern.
That's the inside of the leg.
Yes.
Yep.
So hopefully okay for next week against probably, it won't be Nankervis because he's out injured, so it'll be Ivan Soldo confronting either Smith or Stanley. They might look at it and think that Smith might have too much experience for Ivan Soldo. It's a similar sort of lumbering arrangement rather than and then give Stanley. If you give a play, if he doesn't play next week, Stanley, he'll then have another week on top of that as a bye.
You couldn't leave Zach Smith out on tonight, surely. Yeah,
so, and you give Radical Air.
But they do whatever they want, yeah.
Yep, and they're in that position to be able to do it. Good depth.
Which I don't know. I'm not sure how you build players' continuity and confidence when you play a couple of games and then you get the lemonade out the thing and you've got to plot around at North Ballarat. They don't play anymore,
No, they're not the VFL anymore. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. So Hewitt and Kelly were the two we were looking at, Locke.
Yeah, Tim Kelly finished with 25 possessions for the Knights, 6 clearances, 3 inside 50s, 4 tackles and kicked a goal. And George Hewitt had the 29 possessions, 11 of those, Kingy, came in the first quarter. 14 contested possessions, 5 clearances and laid 4 tackles as well. So probably almost split in the end.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head covering Geelong for 25 years with all type of general business and life insurance. Steamatic standout, Ken Kingsley, Tim McGrath put their heads together. Who have we come up with as our Steamatic standout for tonight?
And we thought on a pretty even sort of spread for the Cats at Tom Hawkins with his 4 goals, 14 possessions, 5 marks, 2 tackles. One of those was a brilliant tackle where he pushed down inside the back 50 and tackle Buddy Franklin to the ground. So 4 goals and 2 score assists. So pretty good, the big fella.
It certainly was. 4 goals, but he might have the match review officer to contend with for a
forearm. Oh, yeah, we forgot about the elbow. That all counts for the standout, we thought.
Steamatic, don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.